The lawsuit accuses President Donald Trump of executive overreach for authorizing the restart of oil operations off the Central California coast. Here's State Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Justice Trump never hid his intentions to gut federal environmental protections or come after California. I've never hidden my promise to take him and his administration to court when they break the law, threaten our people and environment, or overstep their authority. That's exactly what we're doing today.
The move comes just a little over a week after the Texas-based Sable Offshore Corporation began pumping oil off the California coast for the first time since 2015, when Sable's pipeline broke and spilled an estimated 142,000 gallons of oil along an ecologically sensitive stretch of the Santa Barbara coastline. It was the worst California coastal oil spill in 25 years. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, citing national security concerns, directed the company to restart oil facilities tied to Sable's Santa Ynez unit. The system near Santa Barbara includes three offshore platforms, pipelines, and the Las Flores Canyon processing facility, which federal officials say could produce about 50,000 barrels of oil per day. Energy Secretary Wright's order, which marked the most aggressive federal intervention yet of the years-long dispute between Sable and Santa Barbara County residents and local and state officials, came after President Donald Trump signed an executive order expanding the Energy Department's authority under the Defense Production Act, paving the way for Wright's directive. Attorney General Rob Bonta claims this order unlawfully purports to supersede state law, state court orders, and a federal court-approved decree.
The Trump administration is yet again showing us how far it's willing to go, how many laws it's willing to break to reward the oil industry. It's yet again showing the utter disregard it has for the law, for reason, and for its co-equal branches of government. As our lawsuit makes clear, Trump's Department of Energy has no ground to stand on. This is just the latest wave in Trump's campaign to reward his oil industry buddies.
Bonta's lawsuit argues that Wright has no authority to exempt the Sable Corporation from compliance with state and federal law. The lawsuit also alleges that Wright's order infringes on California's sovereign power under the 10th Amendment, in conjunction alleging that the order violates the constitutional separation of powers by overriding both state legislation and a judge's order that found violations related to Sable's 2015 Refugio oil spill. Trump and other federal officials have continuously cited an energy emergency due to the war on Iran as justification. However, state leaders, including Bonta, dispute this claim.
The Department of Energy issued this unlawful order under the Defense Production Act because, as Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright claims, the oil is needed to, quote, promote the national defense and to maximize domestic energy supplies. I call BS. No matter how much President Trump may claim there's a so-called national energy emergency, it's just not true. The U.S. already produces significantly more oil and gas than we use. It's a completely fabricated claim intended to curry favor with the oil industry and send business its way. Not to mention the fact that even if there was an energy emergency, which there isn't, the amount of oil the Las Flores pipeline would contribute would be negligible. On top of that, this order goes beyond the authority provided by the Defense Production Act.
This is Attorney General Bonta's second lawsuit against the Trump administration over its efforts to restart the Sable pipeline. The first came in January when Bonta filed a lawsuit against the federal reclassification of the pipelines as interstate, which issued a restart approval and emergency permit to Sable to continue its operations. This lawsuit remains ongoing. Beyond the lawsuits, Sable has also faced an $18 million fine from the California Coastal Commission and a criminal complaint from the Santa Barbara County District Attorney just within the 2 years of its ownership of the site. According to Bloomberg, Chevron is already set to be the first of the buyers of shipments of crude oil straight from Sable. Representatives for Sable and the U.S. Department of Energy did not respond to requests for comment by the time of this broadcast. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.